Okay, let's get started for the awesome show today. Get ready, get your pens and pads ready, because today I'm going to be talking about the winners in life. And let's get into this. So take out your pen. Here's the first thing I want to talk about. The positive self-motivation of a total winner derives from two sources. That's right. Write them down. Two sources, if you can. Their self-expectation, personal, and the world view. In other words, what they see for themselves, what their expectations are for themselves, and that their awareness. While their fear and their desire are among the greatest motivators, fear is destructive, while desire leads to achievement, success, and happiness. With this in mind, they focus with their thinking on the reward of success and actively tune into fears of failure. Losers say, I can't because of this, because of that. And I'll tell you something, you know, when as people approach looking at a business, the entrepreneur mindset focuses on the return on their investment. The employee mindset focuses on the investment that they have to put out. Now, I do understand as an owner, you still have to look at what your initial investment is to start a business. However, they focus on the return. What am I going to get back if I were to implement or invest into something? So here again, this is the tools that you want to use from what you're learning from this reading, is that the winners focus on the end result, while the winners focus on the short-term gain or loss. We're all self-motivated with a little more or a little less. Motivation is an inside job. Individuals are motivated by their fears, inhibitions of compulsion, and attractions. They are pushed away from all pull towards concept, people who act on negative or on positive magnets. Realizing that the most impossible task for moving away from a negative concept such as fat, poor, sick, or, you know, just being a klutz, winners focus on the goals and the desires and the solutions. I'll go a step further and say this, is the fact that you have to be focusing on what you want, not focusing on what you don't want. The more you talk about what you don't want, it comes into manifestation, as you know. So focusing on what you do want. It is vital for us to dwell on the magnificent obsession of a desire. Okay, you got to be focusing on that. But keep in mind the fact that sometimes fear or the lack of things that you don't have puts you in a position where you want to move forward or get out of that situation. Okay, the lackness can actually be a positive motivation for you as well. So people resist changing sometimes because they don't want to get into something different. They don't want to change because they get comfortable where they're at. If that's the case, this isn't the place for you, obviously. You've got to get uncomfortable with where you are right now. Because the fact of the matter is, if you're focusing on where you want to be, if you feel a positive hatred, even to your job, nothing wrong with that. But you've got to make sure it's positive. Because what's going to happen is, as you listen to these motivational talks and get into this business, your attitude is going to start climbing. And as it does, you're going to get better even at your job. You're going to walk into the shop, into your store and your business or your job, whatever you're walking into. You're going to have a spring on your step. The owners and the boss is going to notice. They say, wow, this person is already so excited. And they don't know the fact that you're excited because you're going to be one day free. You're going to be able to wake up when you want to wake up, sleep when you want to wake up, control your schedule. You know that's going to happen. Here's the one way to look at this business. Imagine you walked into a theater and you went into the wrong theater, the wrong movie by accident. They said it's movie booth number or the room number 5, and you went into number 4 by accident, and you saw the ending of another movie, and it sounded pretty exciting, and you saw that in that movie it all ends well. The hero wins, they get the luxury houses and everything, and everything is life is wonderful, life after. So if you were to watch that movie in the beginning, that same movie that you just watched, the end portion of it, and you see that he's going through some struggles, the hero, and the bad guy is beating him up, but you know at the end that all is going to be ending well, so you feel relaxed. That's the way you got to feel is once you start building this business, is you got to see the end result that one day you're going to be bringing in the income that you desired and be able to hit your goals that you wrote down. I hope you wrote down your goals by now. If not, then get to work writing down your goals and focusing on that will happen. Okay? It has already happened in your mind already. As I want you to think about that. Because if it is happening in your mind already every single day as you're going to sleep, as you wake up in the morning, you're thinking about your goals day in and day out. I'm telling you, things will start happening because you're going to take action towards it. It's simple because your actions are preceded by thought. And what's going in your brain is going to be very important. So this is where the success begins. Remember, we talked about this is an inside job. We got to pump good stuff in your brain so that the good stuff can come out as you go out to living. So there's certain key things I'm going to give you, specific actions to take right now that will help you to move towards that goal. Here's the first one. Replace the word can't with can in your daily vocabulary. Every time you feel the unction of saying the word can't, C-A-N-T, right, apostrophe T, think about it before you say that word. Try to replace it. Don't try, but actually replace it with a different word like can. Here's the next one. Replace the word try with will. Instead of saying, you know, I'm going to try to do better, saying I will do better or I am doing better. That's even more positive. This form of semantics is simply establishes a new attitude and develops new things in your life that you will start doing. Focus, number three, focus all your attention on the energy, on the achievement of objectives you are involved with right now. Forget the consequences of failure. Failure is only temporary. Change in the direction to set out you straight to the next success. Remember, you usually get what you think of the most. Make a list of the five most important current wants or desires that you want. Make a list of five most important things you want out of life. Next to them, write down the importantness. Put down the benefit or the payoff is to you when you achieve it. So, for example, one of the important things could be to make $100,000 a year or $1 million a year, whatever your goal is. Then write down the payoff, what that would do for you. Okay, look at the list below and then go into each bed thinking about this and waking in the morning looking at the end result in your mind. Number five, seek and talk to persons, one or two this week, okay, that are currently doing what you're doing. Because when you apply that, this is where the mastermind principle comes in. This is what's going to help you. This applies to anything like skiing, acting, singing, speaking, hang gliding, whatever it is, even selling, okay, or marketing even, okay, earning, and even those that are looking to get better in their game no matter what they're doing. Find an expert, and you can tell there's some right here as you're watching the videos and talking to your coaches. They're the experts here. And you associate with them, you're going to get into their heads. Because guess what happens? You start thinking like them, you start doing what they're doing, and the results happen. Simple. Here's an example I'll tell you. It doesn't matter where you're from or what color you are, what planet even you're from. If I say to you, for you to open this combination lock, you need to have these numbers, and I know what they are, let's say. And I give you those numbers, and I say, do it in this order of sequence, and you do it. Will that lock open, whether you're from Nigeria, whether you're from Russia, or whatever? It doesn't matter. So your past does not equal the future all the time. What you have to understand is if you have the formula, the secret to success, the formula that is here, and you apply it, and even if it doesn't work for you the first time, it doesn't matter. Maybe you turned the number one too many times going right, or one too many times going left, or not enough, whatever. Those are things that we all make mistakes on. But as long as you got the formula, the four numbers to open that combination lock, and you have them in order, in sequence, it's going to open eventually. It's a matter of time, just feeling it out. For every one of your goals, you make a habit of repeating again and again, I want to, I can. Those kind of words coming out of your mouth as you're looking at those goals, visualizing it every day, feeling it in your bones that you got those goals, is going to make your success much more real. You'll see that. I'm doing this, saying this because it's working for me. I'm telling you. So paint the picture of what your achievement looks like in your mind. Write it down. Okay, this is what's going to happen. When you write down those words and you paint a picture, things start to happen. Remember the other day I talked about opening that can? Okay, visualizing it's opened already and in your hand, you see you gain more power as you do that. Picture that. Don't take counsel from people that put you in a worse position. So you might be going out and sharing this opportunity with others and they say, what are you getting into? This could be a scam, right? They always throw that in there. Not realizing the fact that they are not multimillionaires yet. Most multimillionaires that you share this, they're going to say, you know, probably is a good idea. Keep checking it out. I think I would move forward. Because opportunists or multimillionaires are always seeking ways to increase their revenues. Multiple streams of income. So even if you have something else going on that's going great, it's always open to newer streams of income. Keep that in mind. be solution oriented. When you find a problem, immediately think about a solution. Say, how can I fix this? Rather than saying, why did this happen to me? Never mind why it happened. The answer to that question is not going to give you the solution. What's going to be giving you the solution is focusing on how can I fix this. Those type of questions is going to build up a solution in your mind. And actually, the best way to solve a problem is write it down on a piece of paper. Problem, not lack of income could be the problem. Then the second thing you could do is find out how you can build a business. What is the right procedure? Who's doing it already? Concentrate your energies on the winning. And the other thing you have to understand is whatever happens to you, take it as a positive. Even if it's a negative situation, turn it around as a positive. Because when you have the ability to take a curveball and catch it and throw it back, guess what? You build what I call nimbleness, agile. You don't have to be so structured in building a business. You need a structure, but it's got to be flexible enough. So with that said, go out and make it happen. I'll talk to you again. Have an awesome day.